Hello, everyone. This is Jason Jacobs, and welcome to My Climate Journey. This show follows my journey to interview a wide range of guests to better understand and make sense of the formidable problem of climate change and try to figure out how people like you and I can help. Today's guest is Andre Cherney, co-founder and CEO of Aspiration. Aspiration is an online financial firm with a conscience, created for everyone, built on trust, and dedicated to combining profit with philanthropic purpose. Company recently closed $135 million Series C financing in May, which brings it to more than $200 million in total financing. This is a members-only episode, by the way, so you can listen to a preview here. If you like what you hear and want to hear the rest of the episode, as well as take advantage of other member benefits, you can learn more about membership at myclimatejourney.co and click on the Become a Member tab at the top. I really enjoyed this one because historically, I haven't necessarily thought of a bank as anything more than just a place to store my money. And it's been hard to distinguish from one bank to the next. But in this episode, Andre talks about how the trust relationship with banks has been broken and needs to return, and how fees as a penalty doesn't align with the interest of bank customers, because the more fees that are charged, the more profitable the bank is. And people also increasingly want to invest in ways that are in line with their values, not just in terms of companies they might invest in or philanthropy that they might do, but also how the bank that they store their money with invests their money on their behalf. Aspiration also does some cool things in terms of ranking the climate leadership of different brands that you might buy from to help you make better decisions, as well as make it easy for you to offset different things that you do, like your driving. This is a great discussion, and I hope you enjoy. Andre Cherney, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Where do I find you today geographically?
You find me at home, as many of us are, in Phoenix, Arizona. So a place that was warming before warming was a thing.
Nice. And the team is based in?
We're headquartered in Los Angeles, in Marina Del Rey, and then have another big office up in Portland, Oregon as well.
So has everyone been virtual with the pandemic?
Yes, we kind of went and mid-March, as everybody else did, on a dime, flipped over to having everybody in the company work from home. It turned out, for regulatory reasons, we had drafted a pandemic response plan and a business continuity plan long before anybody thought we would actually have to ever use that. And so we dusted it off. And I think, as with many people, finding that the switch to work from home has its challenges, but it's actually gone a lot smoother for us as a company than I would have ever thought.
Yeah, well, my little company of two, we've been functioning okay, certainly simpler than doing it with a big company like yours. And you guys also just closed a big round right in the midst of the pandemic, right?
We did. It's something that we'd been working on for a while, but closed also in end of March, beginning of April. So that was what we call our Series C. So that was the most recent funding for our company.
Rounds of that size, I think it was, what, $175 million? Is that right?
$135.
Oh, $135. Yeah, rounds of that size would be hard to get done without some in-person interaction.
Yes. I think the good thing was that all that in-person interaction happened leading up to coronavirus and the pandemic. And so then it was really just doing the final pieces. But you are hearing of other companies that are raising money now and doing it over Zoom calls, and even companies going public now. And there used to be this whole process when you had an IPO around a roadshow and you'd fly from city to city to city to meet with different big investment firms. And what I'm hearing from other companies is that's happening now, with everybody in one day sitting on a series of video calls. It'll be interesting to see, as with so many things, what things look like as you fast forward a year or two from now.
Well, congrats on getting it done. And let's just take it from the top. What's Aspiration?
Aspiration is a sustainability-focused, socially conscious financial firm for everyday Americans. We offer core products that help you have your spending, saving, investing, other parts of your financial life live in parallel to your values, and be financial products that not only help you save money and make money, but also as you use them, do more and more to save the planet. And we've really think of ourselves as creating a very different kind of version of what a financial institution should be like. One that certainly thinks about the financial outcome of its customers and how they're having more money in their wallet, but also realizing that for so many of us, we're approaching the daily financial decisions we make about what kind of eggs to buy in the grocery store and what kind of clothing to buy and what kind of car to drive or not drive from the standpoint of sustainability, and that there needed to be a financial institution built along those lines as well.
And so when I'm an unsophisticated retail bank customer, and so when I think of where to put my money, it's kind of just like storage, and then I can access it when I want, and presumably there's some type of interest rate associated with it. But I guess help me and help listeners understand, what are some of the ways that the traditional retail banks might go against someone's values that maybe isn't widely known?
What you say is what vast majority of people think, and people who are very aware and you can either think about it or really don't think about what their money is doing. I think so many of us think, as you said, you put your money into an ATM, you deposit a check on your phone, and then it goes sit in some vault somewhere. And of course, that's not the reality. The reality is banks make money by taking your deposits and then lending them out. And a major portion of that lending is around fossil fuel exploration, around oil and gas pipelines and drilling. And when you think about what is the actual fuel for climate change, it's money. That's what's driving so much of the actions that are creating the kind of situation that we're facing in the world. And so what we've wanted to do is say, okay, there's a really different way to think about how you use your money, and that your money speaks for you and for your actions in the same way that the other decisions you make. For so many people, they're thinking about what kind of straw they're going to use, and they're making sure they're recycling, and they're thinking about their home energy usage, but then think nothing about paying for that with a Wells Fargo debit card or credit card or any of these other banks. And it turns out, of course, that by leaving your money in those kinds of institutions, you're actually doing, in many cases, much more harm than the good you're doing by other actions you're taking. And so for us, it's really been about how do you create a financial institution that both takes away some of the negative aspects of what the big banks are doing with your money, but also creates new kinds of financial products that are really core to people's lives and should be even more so as you go forward, that help people have a positive impact on the climate.
And how did this all come to be? I know a bit, but for anyone that might not, what were you doing leading up to this, and how did the idea for Aspiration come about?
I am not a banker by background and by original training. I've learned a whole bunch over the past 8 years that we've been doing this, but I started my career almost 25 years ago working in the Clinton White House.
Hey everyone, Jason here. I hope you enjoyed that preview of this bonus episode. If you want to listen to the whole thing, you can do so by applying to become a My Climate Journey paid member. You can access that at myclimatejourney.co and click on the Become a Member tab. In addition to this episode, you get access to all bonus content, as well as a Slack room that's filled with lots of other people on their own climate journeys, comparing notes, organizing events, etc., and a monthly town hall to hear more about our future plans and weigh in with your feedback. Thanks again for listening to the show.